Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Tara, you can just read it and translate it.
Okay, so Rav Kavaha Na Dayam Chakre Tadhu Daryam Na Kechana Mamre Patangavat Virai Virai Ha Heti
Virai or Virai
Virai Ha Heti Cha Vichukrushe Vichukrushe.
Okay, and then just do the translation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for
And tell what the difficult parts are. So that's
okay. So the difficult parts were figuring out what tadhu meant, and here it means to have.
Or had or showed.
Had, they had or showed. And that was the main thing that was difficult here, wasn't it? And we had the periphrastic perfect for dayam chakre.
Dayam Chakra.
Dayam Chakra, sorry. Mm-hmm. And it's third person singular Atmane Padat from Day, which is class 1A. Mm-hmm. And it means to have compassion. So the translation is Rama had no compassion, no one had courage.
No one showed had courage or
no
showed
one
courage.
No one had courage. Kechana is no one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next part, we have. What did you call it? A bhave prayoga?
Bhave prayoga.
Bhave prayoga, so it's in the passive.
The passive of an intransitive verb.
Okay, it's in the passive of an intransitive verb. And the first word is from mri, to die, and it's in the passive. And it's, what did we say? It's third person singular atmane padat. And then the next part is Patangavat, which means like moths. So they died. He died. They died like moths. The heroes. Virahi.
It was died.
It was died
like moths by the heroes,
okay.
Which we never will say.
Right.
So you have to say the heroes died like moths.
Okay. So it was died like moths. The heroes.
By the heroes.
By the heroes. And it was said, ha ha, by the heroes.
It was cried out.
It was cried out by the heroes.
Ha ha was cried out by the heroes.
Ha ha. So basically the translation. And the last verb here is vichukrushe. And that's in the passive third person plural. They cried out. So the translation is the warriors died like moths and cried out. Ha ha.
That's right. One important point to remember here is that in the perfect, the passive is just formed by the by using the Atmane Pada. So that's all you have to do is use the put it in Atmane Pada. There's no yakara or anything like that.
But that's also in the regular 1, 4, 6, 10.
No, in the regular is for the not just the first 4, 6, 10, all 10 gunas, when the gunas are used, it takes the yakara.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and the Atmane Pada. Here there's no yakara. It looks just like an Atmane Pada. So you have to just make a note of that. And here the tricky thing is that they've used this bhave prayoga. When you put an intransitive verb into the passive, then the intransitive verb has to go in the third person singular, and the subject of the verb will go into the instrumental.
Okay.
You know, and so here you have two third person singulars.
Right. Yeah.
So that was a little tricky. Kiki, do you want to read it?
Yes.
Raghavaha na dayan chakre.
Raghavaha na dayan chakre.
Dadhuhu dhairyam na kechana.
Dadhuhu dhairyam na kechana.
Mamre patang. Vat.
Patangavat.
Patangavat, right? Mm-hmm. Mamre patangavat.
Mamre patangavat.
Virahi haha it, hahati.
Virahi ha heti biha ha iti.
Oh, sorry. Virahi ha heti.
Virahi ha heti.
Cha vichu krushe.
Cha vichu krushe.
Prana dadvam sire gatram tastambe cha priye hate. I think those two. Yeah, the next.
In the next line.
The next line, okay. Uchaha, or I guess uchashvasa.
Uchashvasa.
Uchashvasa. Chiradina rurodasao. Rarasa cha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be. Prana is from the nominative plural for prana is nominative plural for life.
So you want to add the visarga?
Right, pranaha.
Pranaha.
Pranaha. And then dvamsh is class one to perish, and this is the third person perfect, atmane pada. And then gatram is
in the plural, right?
Yes, third person perfect plural. Then gatram is from gatra, which is a limb. In this case, it would be accusative singular, I think.
Thing to make note here: gatra can mean a limb. It can also mean the body.
Oh, okay,
so
that
might make it easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then stump is the root here, which is a class 9, to become stiff or rigid. So tas tambe is the reduplicate, so it's the perfect. And it's the third person singular perfect, atmane pada. Okay, then the next one, and I guess for that line I had... I'm sorry. Then cha, and then priye.
Priye.
Priye is beloved. This modifies a locative singular noun here, which is the PPP, I guess, from han, hate. Is that right? Hata.
Mm-hmm.
Means struck or stricken. Upon
or
the
killed.
Stricken or
mm-hmm.
killed. Okay.
It also means struck or stricken. It does have to mean killed, but often it means
right, because I thought it was referring to Rama, and I thought he had not died. It was as if he was dead, right?
Yeah, but I think Sita thought that...
He was dead.
And Priya means the beloved, the lover, right?
The love of the beloved, yes.
Yeah.
So I had... the limb or the body became stiff and rigid. What the subject is the prana. The prana left, or the prana perished.
Well, look, you've got a noun and a verb, and then another noun and a verb, and then a
right.
cha.
Yeah, the life force, the prana perished, and the limb became stiff and rigid. And the body became stiff and rigid
mm-hmm.
Upon the stricken beloved. Or upon the killed beloved.
Yeah, no, I know what you're doing. I wasn't sure whether to use that as a regular locative, that priye hate, or as an absolute locative.
Oh, in the matter of the...
Like...
In the matter of the stricken
it could be
beloved?
Like,
in the case of the stricken beloved or something?
When
the beloved
if
was
my
stricken.
Beloved...
Right.
When the beloved was stricken?
Or was...
Killed?
Killed.
But why are we saying killed old when it says that it's as if dead?
Well, it comes from... Because she's wailing. She thinks he's dead. But I don't... I had trouble with this. The first part, I get the prana's dissipated and the body was rigid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's clear. Then priye hate. That's two locatives. It's either absolute locative
mm-hmm.
or it's... Hate is an adjective, just a simple adjective to priye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it and know that there's a problem there and see if the second sentence helps.
Okay. This one was really tough because this word drove me crazy. I don't know what uchash vasa is. I think it has to do with some kind of high or loud breathing.
It's like panting.
Panting. But I looked it up and I couldn't find the substantive. I didn't know what it was.
I think I actually looked that one up in the dictionary.
I thought I did, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it.
I mean, in the big dictionary. Uchashwasa. Yeah, I think it's in the big dictionary.
I did. I looked.
Around.
But I didn't see it as... I saw it as an N ending now. I don't know. I just remember, like, I spent lots of time...
It's perfect.
It's a perfect?
Yeah. Shwasa.
Oh, okay.
Shwasa,
so it's
just
verb?
Breath?
It's we're talking about a verb?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I was.
Okay. That makes sense.
Wow.
I thought it was some kind of...
I thought it's a noun. I thought it was just breath.
Yeah, shwasa.
Shwasa
is breath.
Shwasa.
But maybe.
Wait a minute. Let me see some. I'm all looking up in this office. Look.
Fat or marrow.
I thought it's only because of the prana in the prior sentence.
Right.
You know, it's a prana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the ucha can't be high. It's a different thing, right? Because the ucha would have two uchas.
Uchwas.
Oh, I thought it was a verb from uch.
Uchwas.
Uchwas or uch just
uch. From ut shwas.
Oh.
Uch. Uchaswash. Just a
minute. But the verb is schwas, right?
It's uchwas, but just a second.
Oh, that's the whole verb, uchwas.
Yeah. Hang on. Yes, these were hard. These were so hard. There's just some tricky sandhi in here that makes it confusing. Let's see. Just a minute, I'm almost there. Ah, here it is. Uch, you see, uch, and then chwas.
Chwas, like half sh, and then vasa.
Ch, ch, uch, chwas. And that would be ut, chwas. Becomes ut, chwas, becomes ut, chwas. And it means to breathe, to live, but it also means... to take a deep breath, to pant, to sigh deeply. And that's the meaning that I took. So, if you take that, let's see what... Then here you have ut chaswasa. There's the reduplication. Chaswasa. Do you see the reduplication?
No.
No. Okay. I should have my board here, but anyway. The root is shwas. Shwas, okay?
Could you spell that
short a?
Shankara sha. Yeah, short a.
Because okay.
Shwas.
Right.
That would be shankara sha, vi, va, short a, and sa, shwas. Then, when you put the cha there.
A?
No, it's first. We're talking just about the verbal root. So, uchwas. Now the thing is because of that ta, the ta is the ta is a dental, the sha is a palatal, right? And so what happens is the ta goes to cha and we get ooch. And the cha and the sha goes to cha, aspirate, because sha is an aspirate letter. So you get oochwas, ooch.
Where does the cha come from?
From the sha. Sha is aspirate and palatal.
Oh.
And so it's going to go to the hard consonant, cha. So then you get...
bite the bullet here. You could just do it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So if this works.
Here, Carol, here's a... do it on that.
Okay, let's see here. So we have, let's see if this works. We've got oot plus schwas, okay?
Right.
Oot plus schwas.
Okay.
Then that has to go to farsundi, ooch, which will change this to cha.
Right.
Yeah. Ooch schwas, okay? Now, that's a V there.
Okay.
That's a V. Okay. Now what happens is we're making a perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has changed like this because of this.
Mm-hmm.
But when we reduplicate, we're going to have sha shwas. That's the reduplication.
Just for this part is good.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Right.
This is a sundi because this
right,
here
right, right,
is
right.
only because of this.
Right.
Okay, so now we have again oot, starting over, oot plus shushwas. Here's your first reduplication. Then to what has to happen is this again is going to go to the cha because dental coming together with a palatal.
Mm.
And this will have to go to this. Because this is a palatal aspirate, so it has to go to the palatal aspirate hard consonant, and then we have schwas. And now, since it's the third person singular, this will become cha schwasa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the regular third person singular ending. Do you
but
see it?
We don't really need this one at all, right?
Only to know what the word is, what the root is. If you look it up in the dictionary, you're not going to see this. You're going
to
see
uchwas. No, I get it. But what I mean is that we just know that even without this, this, if we want to, we know this is the root, so this goes here.
Yeah.
For,
yeah.
And then the this sandhi is really what, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
For when you look it up in like optes, you're going to look, this is what you're going to see. Because that sundi is there, uchwas. So you have to be able to break that back to it. So if you take it to... I feel like
such an adult having done that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I cannot believe. I would have never guessed this is a verb.
Yeah.
Is that a dva?
No. Uchwas. That's a va. That's a cha with a nether stroke. Uchwas.
And what is that there?
That's a schwa.
Right.
Cha.
Before that, then.
Cha.
That's a cha. Just a regular cha?
Cha swa.
Oh, that's
cha schwas.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
So I took it to be panting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Panting, deeply sighing like that.
Okay, so breathing or heavily sighing,
mm-hmm.
except that
or panting.
We have, you're saying this is the perfect, so this
third
is,
person singular.
Right, so we're saying that she did do this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has occurred in the past, right?
Because all of this is done in the past tense,
right.
Right, in the perfect.
I mean, it is the perfect, right?
Yeah.
Third person singular.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so chidat is an adverb after a long time. Dina means is an adjective for helpless or poor, and here it's it would be modifying a feminine nominative noun, so I assume it's sita, sita, we're talking about. Then rud, the next word is from class 2, padasmai pada, to weep or to bewail, to lament. And ruro dahasau is the first, or I guess here it's the third person perfect singular, padasmai pada. And then we have, the next word is rarasa, which again is from ras, class 1, to scream, or cry out, I guess. And this also would be the third person perfect, padasmai pada, singular, because again we're talking about sita performing this action. And then we have cha, which is and. So,
what do you do with asau?
Asau, it's third person. She wept.
Yeah, she just means she. Asau means she.
Right, I'm sorry, asau, yeah, nominative feminine singular.
Yeah.
That, right?
Or she.
Oh, it can mean that or she.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, good, yeah, because I was like, what is this, that? All right, after a long, so something like,
she, isn't chirat just for a long time? You don't have to give a... But tell me what you said, after a long time. Say,
that's what it's in the dictionary.
Yeah, but I could say for a long time.
No, I'm asking you, actually.
It's just what it said in the dictionary, okay. But for a long time makes sense. I mean, we're basically saying she did three things, right? She panted, because I didn't know what that word was before. So we're saying she panted, she, being helpless, panted, she screamed, and she wept. Or she wept and she screamed.
She wept and screamed. I took it just, I want to look at this chirat just to make sure that it has different ways of being used there. It's got a short E, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Long, lasting a long. This is just cheetah. Used adjectivally. It's if they don't break it out as an adverb, but you just have to put it in the third or fifth. Long, lasting a long time, existing from a long time, old, a long time. It may, the singular of any of the oblique cases of cheetah may be used adverbially in the sense of long, for a long time, after a long time, long since, at last, finally. Right, so it has a lot of different meanings. So I took it as, you know...
For a long time.
Yeah, for a long time. Because otherwise there would have to be some sort of pause in the, you know...
That was chira, right? Was
chira is the noun, is the adverb. It's an adjective.
Adjective.
And it says... Chiram means a long time. The singular of any of the oblique cases for chiram may be used adverbially in the sense of long, for a long time, after a long time, long since, at least, at last, or fine.
We also say chiratma, right? Isn't there a word like chiratma? That must be the same thing then. Chiratma? No?
Chiratma?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Not that I know of. Chiratma. Chiratma is really common, the self which is consciousness, but I don't know about a chiratma. The self which is long, for a long time. Okay, are we on board with this?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's good. The only thing we don't know still is really how to fit in this priye hate.
It must be an absolute locative, right?
Because you know what it could...
Could that refer to that? Could the that we said was the she, could it also be that? Like, why would they say sa? Why would they say a sa?
Oh, that's really common.
Okay.
Yeah, that you can use it as she, or in the masculine can be he, or it can be that. Yeah, that's not unusual at all. So, I think, I'm sure that means she there, but what about this priye hate? The stanza refers to the state of Sita when she saw her husband Rama lying on the ground as if dead under the influence of Indrajit's missile. The next two stanzas are her words of lamentation on the occasion.
So I guess it's, I mean, if it, you said if it's a locative absolute, then, I mean, I don't know, one way I was taught to translate those would be to say in the manner of, or in the case, or regarding when, you know, stricken beloved somehow, right?
Usually absolute locative, if you use a past passive participle, mm-hmm. it shows sequential action. Like, it would be when the beloved
was killed.
Right. If they use a present participle, it was while he was
being killed.
Right. So the one thing is you could say when or if. You could say like this. When? Because you could say like when her beloved was killed, the her being understood. That's in Sanskrit. They often don't put those. When her beloved was killed, the pranas left and the body became rigid. When her beloved was killed, she, feeling wretched, you know, panted for a long time, cried, and screamed. Because she's assumed that her beloved has been killed.
But because she's assumed that, do we have to translate it like that, or do we say that he was stricken? I mean, in other words, we know...
You could say that, yeah, when her beloved was stricken.
But then it does say the life forces left. The prana left.
Well, he seemed to have stopped breathing.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if this Indrajit... If the thunderbolt of Indrajit did as though kill him.
Yeah, because then, remember, Hanuman had to go and get that booty.
Yeah, just to...
He was killed, and then Hanuman had to go and get that herb.
That's right.
So he was killed.
So it'd be like when her husband, her beloved was killed, his, you can add these hers and mm-hmm. His breaths, his prana mm-hmm. Stopped, and his body became rigid.
Oh my God, I thought that this was referring to Sita. This is actually referring to Rama. To Rama, okay.
Then you can say...
I see.
She, who is so Dina, totally wretched, you know?
So it's not like her breath left her and her body became rigid when
she saw her husband.
Like that.
Yeah. She saw her husband like that.
That's right.
And helpless is another meaning.
Helpless, yeah.
Of Dina.
She totally helpless, sighed for a long time, and cried out and cried and screamed.
How do we know that? How do we know that it wasn't her body that became rigid with grief and, you know, her, not prana, not life, but like her breathing?
Because of priyehate. Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like when she saw her husband dead, then her body became stiff and she became, her breathing, you know, kind of became whatever, shallow.
Well, that's interesting. Her, say if you take it like that, her pranas stopped and her body became rigid when her husband was killed.
Right.
After a long time, she panted.
Hmm.
She sighed deeply.
Maybe not.
It could be after a long... Then she'd also, after a long time, she sighed. Helpless. And cried and screamed out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's not bad. I think that's better. This stanza refers to the state of Sita mm-hmm. when she saw her husband Rama lying on the ground... as if dead. So then you can say, when her beloved was dead,
right.
Her pranas, I think that's right, her pranas stopped or whatever. It's not just stopped, it's the pranas as though stopped. Her body became rigid. After a long time, she took some breaths and cried and screamed out. I think that's what it is. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, Kiki. Good for you. You saved us on that one. Now it makes, now it works.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Virginia?
I don't know. I think so.
I think
no
so.
Idea.
No, I really think so.
No idea.
Now I've kind of seen after a long time, because she as though herself became rigid and so stunned. And then after a long time, she panted, she took some deep breaths, mm-hmm. you know, cried and screamed. Mm-hmm. She was in, first she was in a state of shock.
Yeah.
That's really good. Do you want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Prana dadvan sire ga. Dadvan sire.
Prana dadvan sire.
Gatran tas tambhe.
Gatran tas tambhe cha.
Priyehate.
Priyehate.
Uchshwas.
It's ucha shwasa.
Ucha shwasa.
Ucha shwasa.
Chiradina.
Chiradina.
Rurudasau rarasa cha.
Rurudasau rarasa cha. You know, we have to hang on to these tapes and everything, because if we have to ever teach this again, I don't want to go through.
You're kidding.
You have to figure
it out again.
Well,
okay. I'll have to look at the stock market while we're doing this. Okay, look at Tibby instead.
Okay, let's do the next one.
Do you want to? Are you game for trying, Kiki?
No.
No. Okay.
So.
All right. Loha bandahi babante.
Loha bandahi.
Loha bandahi babante. Nu vajrena kim vinir mane. Manaha me na vina. Ramat yat puspota sahasratha.
Just those two, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so loha pandaihi is an instrumental plural meaning it's by, with, or through iron fetters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shackles. Like shackles.
Like shackles. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, loha is iron.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Shackles. And babante is from pand, and it is to tie or to fasten, and it's the perfect third singular atmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
And nu is an indeclinable showing doubt. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So we is this like a question? That we're going to have?
Well, there's a kim there also. And the nu also has an interrogative sense.
Okay.
Like nanu?
Nu. I don't know if nanu is related to that or not. Maybe it is.
All right. So, and then we have vajrena, which is instrumental singular for weapon, by, with, through, weapon. And kim, who, which, or what. So I'm thinking that we're going to be asking a question possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And then vinir mame, which is vi and nis and ma, which can mean, I think, created, is that correct?
Created or built.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the root there?
The root is ma. Mm-hmm. Second class or third.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's in the perfect third person singular atmanepada. So, is this like who built this weapon?
Well, the kin, it should be kaha if it's who.
Okay,
so
I didn't really come up with a translation. So
and I interpret too.
How was it built, maybe?
So something's, we have fastened or tied with shackles, fastened with shackles.
Could you say he was bound with
mm-hmm.
with iron shackles?
Mm-hmm. How then? What's the rest of it mean?
What mean?
Could the Kim be which?
It could, well, it has to be interrogative, or it can just mean is. You know, it doesn't have to be which or what. It can introduce a question.
Can it also be how? How was this weapon created?
No, that should be Ketem more than Kim.
Okay.
What about Kim?
Why? Kim is also why, right?
Kim K. Connie, Kim K. Connie. It could also be accusative.
Mm-hmm.
He made... He could be what? Could be just in introducing a question. It could be what? So you've got Babande and Binir Mame.
So the he were referring
to... Oh, Nirmama could be caused also, I found.
Do these
okay.
two go together?
Mm-hmm.
This next sentence go
mm-hmm.
with this?
Supposed to.
Then is it? Could it be the first person? I was bound?
Mm-mm.
But in the first person, that gives a
okay.
different sense, you know?
Yeah, I guess it could.
For the perfect.
No, it couldn't be the first person, could it?
Yeah, A could be the first person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But the thing is that when you use the first person, it means that you're not really present.
Because the next one is to do with my mind, right? Doesn't the next one have the word my mind in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this could, I don't know. Is this, are we still talking about Sita and Rama?
Yeah.
In these? Okay, well, maybe.
She's still in totally in gray. What if you said, what if the Mano May is the noun up above, let's see. My mind was bound by iron.
Well, without Rama, I felt like that.
Yeah. But there's a negative there, the
yeah,
na.
There's a na.
I had trouble with the na, too.
Is vina without?
Vina means without Rama. Vina
so
Ramat.
Vina
Ramat. But what's the na? See, vina ramat means without Rama.
Oh,
vina means without. So then if you say, who's doing this one?
Me.
Well, come on then.
Hey.
Tell us. No, I really had trouble with this too. What did you do with the yet puspota sahasrada?
Oh, well,
it's split into a thousand. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's that one. So we have manaha for mind. We have mind, and it's me, so my
mm-hmm.
mind, and then na.
Mm-hmm.
And vina, which we just said without ramat.
Without Rama.
Without Rama. And then we have yat, puspota. And that is, he broke.
Or split, a, split,
or split
apart.
Apart. And then the last part is a thousand parts. He broke into a thousand parts. Sahasrada.
Oh, my mind without Rama has
broken into a
thousand
parts.
But what do you do with the na, see?
Oh.
That's what I have a problem with. You've got the which. You could say, my mind, let's see. The mano me na can be, I have no mind.
Or but I don't want to be without Rama. You know, then you would say, na vina ramat. Like, I don't want to be without.
But there's no
or, Rama. I know. I'm just saying, like, a sense of, na. Tumhare vina na, I'm not without you. Like, so you can say without and na in the same part because it's saying to not be without. I don't know.
You mean, like, emphasizing the without? Like a double negative.
Without Rama.
No. Yeah, just kind of like...
It's like without Rama, there is no mind for me. The yet must go to Manas because neuter.
Oh yeah.
Right. The mind. Uh-huh. So the mind, which is split into a thousand pieces.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Right.
The mind which, without Rama, has split into a thousand pieces is not there for me. The mind...
But Rama, is the ablative, right?
Yeah, but it goes with Vina Rama, without Rama. Vina governs the accusative, instrumental, and ablative. So,
okay.
Vina Rama, without Rama,
okay.
The mind which is split into a thousand pieces is not there for me.
That's good.
But then, the kim with the new is an interrogative expressing a doubt. So you could take that. What was caused by the thunderbolt? I don't know. Vajrena kim. Be near Mame, that can be taken in the present in the perfect or the passive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What was brought about by the Vajra? Also the the Loha Bandaihi, Babandai could go to the Manas.
Right.
The mind is bound by iron shackles.
Who has created those weapons, and my mind is like this and shattered into a thousand pieces.
Was this caused by the Vajra?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is, I don't know.
The next two stanzas are her words of lamentation on the occasion. So this is, I suppose, Visita saying, you know, why has my mind, how has my mind, or something.
Oh.
It says that, but I thought that referred to the previous two.
No, the next two stanzas, so this one and then...
Starting with prana and ending with this one.
Oh, I see, because stanzas means both.
Right, both.
Oh,
might
I was
be
getting
one stanza.
Confused and thinking which line was, okay, what they meant by that, okay.
Has this been caused by the Vajra? It could be he is bound by iron shackles. Why would we be using the perfect here? Why is she talking in the perfect?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anybody have any more ideas?
No. Would we, if it was referring to her mind, would we have this coming before the mind has even been introduced? Would it make sense?
That would be all right.
It would.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems to make more sense. But then we have the perfect here, and why would she be speaking in the first person in the perfect?
Well, it would go with my mind, so it would still be in the third person.
Oh, right.
The mind is bound by iron shackles.
Right.
Is this caused Has this been caused by the Vajra?
Well, that would make sense. Because it's like scrambled her brain. Mm-hmm. The impact of
the... Because has the Vajra caused this? That
yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, that Vinir Mame would be in the... what do you call it? Passive.
Right.
Oh, has the Vajra caused this, right?
Yeah.
Has this been caused by the Vajra? I don't know, with the new, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mind is bound by iron shackles.
Yeah, I think that.
But that wasn't perfect, right? Babandhi.
Right.
Yeah.
Babandhi was
in the perfect.
So my mind was bound by. Right, so my mind was bound by iron shackles.
Yeah.
Or, all the way through, this perfect is being used.
Mm-hmm.
My mind, which is split into a thousand mm-hmm. pieces, is not there. I don't even have a mind. It's been split into a thousand. I can't think. I can't think clearly without Rama mm-hmm. because my mind has been split into a thousand pieces. Mm-hmm. That's how I took that Mano Me.
Mm-hmm.
Without Rama, I don't even have a mind. Mm-hmm. The mind has just been split into a thousand pieces.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense.
And she couldn't be the one that's bound by fetters of iron.
Yeah, he is bound by fetters of iron. Was this brought about by the Vajra?
But isn't she the one that's bound in the story? Or I don't know.
Well, the problem is she's lamenting. Her mind is split into a thousand pieces. She doesn't even have access to her mind with Rama being gone. She can't think clearly. So then she says,
is she like talking out loud here? I guess
that's yeah, what she's thinking.
If she's thinking out loud, could she be saying, I bound by shackles of iron, what? By Indra's Thunderbolt. I don't know.
Most likely she wouldn't use the perfect for the first person, just because mm-hmm. it's, remember, with the first, in the first person, it's somebody doing something they're not aware of or when they're sleeping. So it's really not used very often.
Or when they're lying. Yeah.
So it's probably not referring to her in the first person. I think it works with the mind.
Or
I think it totally works. What were you going to say?
I don't know. Could it be the mind?
I didn't really think it is. Oops.
With the Kim, you could say... Yeah.
Because, like, she's coming out of this stupor. Right? Because
yeah.
she was basically...
Oh, that's right.
She
was
lying.
She couldn't
move. She was lying there. The breath went out of her. She was rigid. And then she starts panting and coming back, too. And, like, her mind is scrambled. And she's thinking to herself, was this the weapon? Did my mind get this way because of the weapon?
And also her body.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't move, right. Yeah, maybe iron shackles is referring to the fact that
has the Vajra, look at it, if you take it both in passive, did the Vajra cause being bound with
yeah, I am bounded by shackles of iron made by Indra's thunderbolt.
Loha Bandahi.
Like she's just questioning, right? Like what? I'm bounded by shackles of iron made by Indra's thunderbolt.
The Loha Bandhas.
My mind is split.
Did the Vajra cause this? These shackles bind.
Nor doesn't mean as if or something, does it? It only means a doubt.
But it has an interrogative sense. But the new with Kim gives a sense of doubt. New itself gives a sense of doubt. It has an interrogative sense by itself. What if you took it like this? Is he bound? Has he been bound with iron shackles? Was the Vajra the cause for this?
I don't know the story, but wouldn't it make more sense for her to be bound? I mean, why would he be bound?
She wasn't bound. They were in the war. They were fighting. So Rama was the one who was shot at.
He was shot by the Vajra.
Right.
And so she's saying, did the Vajra cause this? You know?
Okay.
There he is. Is he... Maybe she's... We're making this up. Maybe she saw him. He's there. Is he bound because of the new? He seems to be bound with iron shackles lying there. Did the Vajra bring this about?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think without Rama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mind, which is split into 1,000 pieces, mm-hmm. can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a mind to think this through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we can use the first person.
Mm-mm.
But if it's actions that occurred in the past that she wasn't aware of and she's coming out of a stupor, I don't know. That's why.
Well, that's true.
Then it would make sense. But it doesn't. I mean, whatever. It's.
But then if that's true, it would be my mind has been bound by iron shackles as though.
But why does the mind have to... Can't the mind just stand alone in reference to my mind is split without Rama? Does the mind have to...
So you say, I have been bound with iron shackles. Have I been bound because of the new? I seem to... Have I been bound with iron shackles? Has this been brought about by the Vajra? My mind without Rama. For me, I have no mind without Rama. The mind which is shattered in 1,000 pieces. Okay, Penny and Shri, it's yours. We're handing it over to you. next class, this is your job too.
You have to come back with a definitive answer.
If it's from the Ramayana, maybe there's something online we can find a translation.
Well, actually, that's very interesting. I wonder
if we just know
how we could find that. I have the Ramayana here. The problem is going through the 1,000 verses, we'd have to. It must be near the end. That's a good idea.
I mean, if you find the section where the war is and he gets killed.
Yeah, as though killed, it would be right there. Okay, maybe I'll pull the Ramayana out. Anybody want that job? Do you have a...
Yes.
Let's go on because we're running out of time. And
okay.
Let me put a little question mark there.
So I did those, right? It's your turn.
A long time ago.
So we're on Uttarita.
Yeah.
Right? Uttarita. Uttarita samudram tvam madarte arim.
Oh, it's na?
Mm-hmm. Arim because of the ja.
Jihim sita. And then the next one, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Mamarta cha atigoram mam. I think that's it, right? Or do I continue?
No, you go.
Keep going. Okay.
Dig jivitala gukritam.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
it. Okay. So, kruta is, I think, I'm not sure about this, but the verb is tre, to cross
mm-hmm.
over,
mm-hmm.
from class one, and then the verbal prefix ut. So I think this is second.
I think, isn't it totter, to cross? Is it tre?
Tre,
long r.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long r. to also means to attain, to escape from. Second person perfect, singular.
Mm-hmm.
Samudram from samudra, ocean, masculine noun, accusative singular. Tvam from yushmad, you, nominative masculine singular, you. And then madarte, we were told is an adverb that
mm-hmm.
means for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for my sake.
For my sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then arim, here we have, is from ari, the enemies, accusative plural.
And then the next word is a verb, hims, class 7, to injure. This would be the second person perfect singular padasmaipada.
Good.
And the next word is, now this one I got a little confused on here. I think mamartha, is that from mrit, class 6? I was really confused on that one. I don't know why, but
what's the one?
The next word is mamartha. Is that from Brne?
Oh,
from the class 6 verb to die.
I took that as.
Or is it two? It can't be two words. It's not Sunday, right? Because it wouldn't be Sunday, right? It's not mom and artha, because mom isn't really a word, right?
Oh, gosh. I read that just as Mama Arta.
Well, maybe, okay, I'll just go on and maybe we can come to that. And then Cha with Ati Kora, which is a PPP, so here it's Ati Kora, Ati Kora, which would be modifying mom, which is the next word, which is the masculine accusative, or is it feminine? It's Asmad.
Which one are you on?
I'm on the last word, mom. Is that, yeah, masculine
mom,
accusative
it's,
singular.
Because it's feminine, right?
Right.
Mom.
Right. But why am I...
No.
It's masculine.
No, it's not masculine or anything.
It isn't. It's Asmad, right?
Yeah, it's but just mom.
Mom.
Me, accusative singular. Me isn't feminine or masculine. It's Asmad, mom, me.
Right, I know. I'm just trying to... Yeah, accusative, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, right. Okay. And then the next word is from Dick, which is indeclinable. And we were told that it governs the accusative, and it means fee or something upon me. So that I think that Dick refers back to the mom, right?
That's right.
Fee on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have G Vitala Guhukrita, and that looks like we were told that's a modifier for disgraced or degraded by life or by continuing to live, which also modifies mom. So this refers back to the speaker. So, what did I have?
You know that mamarta?
Yeah. I just really went crazy for that. I don't know what that was.
It could be mrea.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But why the reduplicate? Why the otter? Why the guna there?
There shouldn't be. Well, I thought that. I didn't understand why.
Maybe mrea.
Because it's second person?
Yeah, it would be second.
Person singular, padasmaipada, right?
Yeah, because see the ta all the way through.
Right. So it says the radical ra becomes a in reduplication, and that happens.
Yeah.
But then you would need a long ah, right?
Ma mre.
Or not.
But why the utter? Why isn't it ma mrita?
I know, I don't know. That's why I couldn't figure out what else it was.
I took it.
Because I think it means you died, right? I mean, it makes sense if in a translation. Overcame the sea, you injured the enemies for me, and you died.
I took it, yeah.
Fee upon wicked me who has been disgraced by continuing to live.
You died.
I don't know where I got
that. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I had a question on that, so I don't feel comfortable about it.
I bet that you had the question for Maria going to
just didn't understand why it was R.
Yeah, no, I know.
And so I thought, well, maybe it's just an exception and I didn't know about it or something.
Well,
I just couldn't figure out.
That's what I'm wondering, too.
Because I couldn't figure out what else it would be. But I looked up Marit in Antoine.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then the perfect, mamara is the perfect. But does it have to be the strong or is it optional?
There's going to be some little rule there.
Because this would be like roots with final vowel other than a. So this is like me.
Duplicate. Perfect. 1 second.
So this is the
okay,
second
look
person.
At oh, I have four. For the opmanapital, like for kr, it's chakarta. So this would be the same mamarta, right?
This would
so
be
you
the same
died.
As, so this is the same as a root with a final vowel other than a, like the word me, right?
Yeah, mamr, but then it takes, it becomes strong.
But it's not.
It should be mamarta. Let's see.
Right.
Ta, in the case of an it root,
kind of
takes
guna. Well, if you look at Antoine on page, I think I found something that really.
Okay.
Page 69.
Okay.
And look under number 109.
Mm-hmm.
The second paragraph says, before the termination, ta, second person singular, parasmaivada root, ending in the short r, except, let me give some exceptions.
Except
do
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
So you get, they use smr as the example, and it's smsmarta.
Okay, good.
So
that's what it has to be.
That's it.
So he died.
And for kr also
you died.
Chakarta.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so kr is chakarta and mure.
You crossed the ocean for my sake.
Meaning they don't, so then the
you killed enemies and you died.
Guna? It just takes guna?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you died. Okay.
Right.
You did all these things and you ended up dying.
Right.
Then what?
Then. So something like curse or fee upon wicked me who has been disgraced by continuing to live.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Good, good for you. Oh. Okay, Kiki, let's read. That was good, Virginia. Good, good job.
Uttereta samudram tvam.
Uttereta samudram tvam.
Madarte rina.
Madarte
arin.
Madarte, is that a halant of the...
Yeah.
I can't read that.
Arin.
Madarte arin jihim sita.
Madarte arin jihim sita.
Mamarta cha atikoram mam.
Mamarta cha atikoram atikoram mam.
Atikoram mam.
Tik jivita laghukritam.
Tik jivita laghukritam. Good.
Malinyam marjaya masa marjaya masa. Oh, I can't see what that word is. Oh, it's chandramaha timirahi kritam. Kalahi datam mrisha dosham iva sat purushaha satam. Malinyam means darkness or dirtiness. It's accusative singular. And Jaya Masa is the periphrastic perfect from Rij. It's third person singular, parasmaivada, wiped off. And then Chandramaha is the moon. And nominative singular. Timirahi is instrumental plural. Is that darkness again?
But take
blindness?
If you take Malinyam, it could be the dirtiness of the...
Okay, that's what I kind of did with my translation. And kritam is PPP from kri, and it's done or made. And so I said the moon wiped off dirtiness made by darkness. Something like that.
Caused, even made by or caused by the darkness, brought about by the darkness.
Okay. And kalaihi is instrumental plural for villains. Tatam is from ta, and it is the PPP. Gave or had given. And I believe it's accusative singular. And Murdisha is an indeclinable meaning falsely or in vain. And dosham is accusative singular for censure or calumny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have eva, which is like or as if or nearly. And
what did you do with Mersha?
Mersha, I said, was indeclinable, falsely or in vain.
Right.
And then we have sat purushaha, which is a good man, nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And is the last word from sat, is it satam?
Mm-hmm.
From sat? So in the genitive plural?
That's what I took
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So truths.
Or of good people.
Oh.
Well, let's see how
that
you did it.
That makes better sense.
Yeah.
I really didn't know it.
Satam
is genitive plural.
From sat.
Mm-hmm.
From set, yeah.
From the masculine noun set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Neuter.
Well, both, I think.
Or either, yeah,
both.
Either way it works.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
The neuter would be the Brahmins, right? And the masculine would be the sages or man.
Oh, good people. Okay. So, so a good man, given censure.
Well, why don't
falsely?
You... Oh, go ahead, just do it.
I don't know.
You use the verb twice, marjayamasa. The sat purushaha marjayamasa.
Oh, from the last part?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh,
it's like
oh,
the good
oh,
people
oh,
are like...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
just like a good person. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Washes
oh, okay.
Off.
So basically, okay, let me just do this. The moon wiped off dirtiness caused by darkness, just like a good person,
wipes off.
Wipes off, okay, got it. Wipes off censure falsely given by villains.
Or evil
that
people.
Evil people. Given in vain by evil people.
Mm-hmm. To the good.
To the
right.
good.
Doshas
oh.
defects attributed to the good.
Okay.
So a good person will wipe off those defects that have been falsely attributed by an evil person to the good.
Okay.
To those who are good.
To those who are good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they get to the good? Is that from the
Satam, genitive, plural. The doshas of the good, right?
Of
or
the good.
The dosha that belongs to it that's being attributed to a good person.
Okay.
Falsely attributed by an evil person to a good person.
But I thought it was genitive.
It is. Do you know that genitive is a catch-all and genitive often is used in the sense of a dative?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
okay.
But there's that. And there's
okay.
also the doshas attributed to the good person, the doshas of the good person, if you look at it like that. Doshas falsely attributed by an evil person to a good person. There's a genitive sense there between dosha and good person. But it can also be used as a dative. There's a sutra in the Panini Sutras when we're looking at the Vibhaktis that talks about the sixth case being used as a catch-all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find the sixth case being used often in a dative sense, often in an accusative sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different sutra, but you'll often see it being used in a relational way that
okay.
isn't even defined in all the sutras. But does the meaning make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sort
you?
Of. I wouldn't mind if you could just repeat it. So the moon wiped off the dirtiness or removed the dirtiness that was caused by the darkness, just like the second part I wasn't clear.
Just like a sat purusha, a good person,
okay.
wipes off, take the marjayamasa again.
Mm-hmm.
A good person wiped off.
Wiped off.
The dosha, the defect. Falsely given. Datta, right, Mershai. Falsely given by evil people to good people, to the good.
Okay. Thank you.
We okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read this, Kiki, and then we'll take a little break.
Okay. Malinyam marjayamasa
Malinyam marjayamasa
C Chandramasti mirahi kritam.
Chandramasti mirahi kritam.
Kalai dartam risha.
Kalai dartam risha.
Dosham eva satpurushaha satam.
Dosham eva satpurushaha satam. Good. Let's take a break.